Judaism places tremendous emphasis on achdus, unity. We hear it preached in schools and seminaries and shuls the world over. When we stood at the foot of Har Sinai, the Torah describes us as ish echad b'lev echad. We were unified as a nation, accepting its life's mission. Every day in davening, we say vayached livovenu, asking Hashem to unify our hearts and enable us to be aligned in our service to Him. The theme is found all throughout the Torah. Unity is so foundational that the very giving of the Torah was contingent on it. So that's why this parsha seems so bizarre. The parsha goes into tremendous detail about the differences between the 12 tribes, how they must camp in different sections, how they all have different flags with different colors and different emblems on each flag. The Torah counts each member of every shevet down to the very last person. It doesn't round to the nearest 100 or 10. It almost seems like the Torah is reminding us which shevet we belong to, lest we dare think to go to another one. The Torah's constant categorization and compartmentalization of the 12 tribes seems to pull us apart rather than bring us together. Why does the Torah seem to take such a dividing stance? If unity is so fundamental, why does the Torah enforce strict rules about the 12 tribes' separate encampments, each adorned with its own leader and its own logo, with its own color and its own flag? Doesn't it seem a tad divisive? Not only did we have this great divide while we were in the desert, we had this divide while we were still in Egypt. Apparently, this divide was so important to us that instead of rapidly jumping into the Red Sea, scrambling to safety from our Egyptian pursuers, as one would have expected us to do, we waited patiently for Hashem to make 12 organized separate tunnels in the water, and then and only then did we walk through. Doesn't that seem a little odd? Being together with our shevet meant so much to us that even while running for our lives, we spared precious moments to orient ourselves in order to go out together with our particular shevet. Why? Let's take a step back. Why do we even have 12 separate tribes in the first place? Why not just have Klal Yisrael? We can all be one big happy family sitting around a campfire, singing Kalbach, drinking Arak, and eating Cholent. Why the whole 12 Shevet arrangement? Doesn't it fly into the face of Achdus and unity? Doesn't it divide and fragment? What exactly is it that Hashem had in mind with the 12 Shvatim? Perhaps it is the following. When Hashem goes out of his way to painstakingly count each and every member of each tribe and record it in the Torah, it is not meant to be mere historical facts. It is to drive home the message that each and every member of our holy nation is important and integral. Each and every individual plays a role. Each and every person brings something to the table that nobody else does. You are not a number. You are not a statistic. You are a soul with a divinely instituted mission, and the entire spiritual galaxy is incomplete without you. Another name for Sefer Bamidbar is Sefer Pikudim, or numbers. The word Pikudim comes from the word Tafgid, which means mission or purpose. The counting and the recounting and the re-recounting of the Jews in the desert wasn't for the sake of keeping a good record of the population. It wasn't for the heavenly bookkeepers to ensure that they claim all the proper dependents on their tax return. It was to drive home the fact that, yes, Hashem knows your name, and He needs you for the spiritual continuity of the world. How empowering. When we divide the Jewish people into separate tribes and separate camps with separate flags and separate colors with separate logos, we are not highlighting the differences. We are emphasizing the unique skills each and every shevet possesses. What Naphtali adds to the Jewish people is different than Asher's contribution. And what Dan brings to the table is different than what Binyamin does. Both are critical. Both are irreplaceable. We use flags and signs and logos to empower each member of Klausron to remind us that we all have strengths, we all have talents, we all have something unique that the entire nation relies upon. Hashem does not want us to all be the same. He wants us to wave our unique flag with pride and follow our inner mission. When colors clash in an unorganized mess, it's called graffiti. When they all see their purpose and form an organized line, it's called a rainbow. All colors are merely the refraction of the same white light. It merely bends ever so slightly to form its unique color, its unique appearance. We too all come from the same forefathers and foremothers. Those holy patriarchs shined their light through the prism of time, and it refracted into 12 different tribes, each with its unique set of talents, each with its role to play. And we all come together to form the rainbow, which is Klal Yisrael. Each color plays its part. The Tashbetz, Reb Shimon ben Tzemach Duran, a Spanish sage from the 1300s, points out something remarkable. The name of the Jewish people is Yisrael. He says the word Yisrael is really an acronym of the first letters of each of the Avos and the Imos, the patriarchs and the matriarchs, the first letter of each of their name. Yud, Sin, Resh, Aleph, Lamed. Yud is for Yitzchak and Yaakov. Sin is for Sarah. Resh is for Rachel and Rivka. Aleph is for Avraham. And Lamed is for Leah. Yisrael, we are their continuity. The fire they started got divided 12 different ways, and each of us is entrusted with ensuring that fire remains. Hence, there is a custom that a shul has 12 windows. Those windows further remind us that we don't all have to be the same. We don't all have to be identical. In fact, we can't be identical. We are all unique in the eyes of Hashem, and that should be celebrated, not tolerated. The very name we give a shul is a Beis HaKnesses, which translates to mean a house of ingathering. It is a place where the lawyer sits next to the sage, who sits next to the fellow who does kirov, who sits next to the musician that plays keyboards at weddings. All integral children of God, all doing the holy work that Hashem lovingly entrusted us to do. Hashem told Avram one starry night to go out of his tent and look up at the stars. See those stars, Hashem told him? One day your descendants will be like those stars. Now, what did Hashem mean by that? That we will one day grow to be as astronomically incalculable as the stars? A nation so large in number it is beyond count? Well, that hasn't really panned out. The Jewish people, sadly, have hovered between 13 and 19 million people for most of its history. Relative to the 1.8 billion Muslims, 2.83 billion Christians, 943 million Hindus, and 488 million Buddhists, that number is pathetically small. So what exactly did Hashem mean when he said we will one day be like the stars? The Belzer Rebbe gives a beautiful explanation. He says that Hashem was telling Avram that the same way a star amongst the millions of stars may seem small and insignificant, and yet in reality is massive and integral to the very existence of the cosmos, so to each and every one of your descendants, however seemingly small, is massively important and is safeguarding the very existence of the spiritual galaxy. Listen to this story. Former New Jersey Senator Bill Bradley once attended a dinner in which he was the guest speaker. So the waiter set down a side dish of potatoes and placed a pat of butter on them. The senator asked for another portion of butter. "I'm sorry, sir," the server replied. "One pat per guest." So with a combined expression of shock and scorn and disbelief, Senator Bradley looked up at the waiter and said, "Excuse me, do you know who I am?" "I am New Jersey Senator Bill Bradley." The senator cleared his throat. I am a Rhodes Scholar and a former NBA star. I currently serve on the International Trade and Long-Term Growth Committee, the Debt and Deficit Reduction Committee, and I am in charge of taxation and IRS oversight, and I'd like another pat of butter on my potatoes. The waiter looked down at the senator. And do you know who I am? The waiter asked. I am the one in charge of the butter. Each and every member of Klal Yisrael is a soldier in Hashem's army tasked with a mission only he can carry out. He is a star that the entire universe relies on. Every mora, every shatnez checker, every mikvah attendant, every erev checker, every sukkah builder, every matzah baker, every sheichet, every gabbai, every bal tekeya, every rabbi, every congregant, every badchen, every fundraiser, every beggar, every rich man, woman, and child, every single one of us combines with the rest of Klal Yisrael to form the rainbow that is the Jewish people. Every single one of us has a special place in the starry night Avraham saw so many years ago. There were 600,000 Jews who left Egypt and received the Torah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. Coincidence? I think not.